Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know the drill. You know how this works. I don't have to keep telling you, right? And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and, you know, be a part of the conversation, truly making you part of the solution. So if you get informed, the nice thing about being informed is that, you know, when you get informed, you can go ahead and put that out to other people. I know some of you, you know, you just want to go off half-cocked because you saw something on Twitter or Facebook, made sense to you, and you think it should make sense to everybody. I know, I'm already into it. But anyway, you know, you do this, and you just make yourself, when you have to go back and say, yeah, you know, I really didn't know what I was talking about there. I really didn't understand the whole picture. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, right? All right, and let me get this one out of the way. Mike Lindell. Working hard to make sure that we have a way to make money online. We have a way to make money because really, truly, we have now, we're to the point now where it's almost impossible for us to make money online. But I don't want you just hitting the donate. I mean, I love it when you hit the donate button. God bless you for doing that. It's on our website. But frankly, you should get something. As a capitalist, you should get something for your money. All right? So head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And we're talking about, you know, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels are great too, right? All of that. So that you actually have something of substance, you have something of value that you can back for it. But if you find and feel that I'm of value, then go ahead and do it that way too. Just go ahead and give us the money. Anyway, MyPillow.com, check it out, do a little shopping there, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%, and I'm telling you, you'll be happy. It'll be really easy, right? All right, here we go. Let's talk about some crazy business stuff that's happening right now, right? You know, the Target lost over $10 billion in market value since a week since the boycott, right? Did they expect anything different? Just amazing. More than 725,000 Californians have left the state since 2020. I think it's a big deal, don't you? And he thinks this is a wonderful state. Yeah, you know who he is, Governor Newsom. He thinks this is a great state. People are moving here for all kinds. No, people are moving out because you're making it almost unbearable. It's for, you know, people to live here, between what goes on in the schools, the level of education you're getting, the health care issues, the fact that you do not have control of your own kids. No, you don't. The state does. It's just amazing, right? The Biden spent or gave over $1 billion to get schools electric buses, but guess what? They're having a problem with them. In cold areas, they don't last long enough to even get the kids to school. And then they have to be charged during the day. Can't use it for anything else. This is how inefficient government is on a regular basis. Anyway, Lowe's put out a notice, press release. They're going to cut their full-year sales forecast because spending on do-it-yourself projects have pretty much taken a nosedive. People probably have maxed out their credit cards and such, seriously. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Walgreens is getting rid of over 500 jobs. And their corporate offices across the country, right? J.P. Morgan's letting go. I thought the economy was, like, booming and doing well. And there were plenty of jobs. At least that's what I heard. Apparently I've been told wrong, right? Right? Verizon warns that they're going to have massive layoffs as well here soon. It's not going to stop. Some of you have heard this, some of you haven't, right? I mean, you really have to pay attention to this. You've got San Francisco pretty much shutting down. Nordstrom's closing. They're going to lose 300-plus people just in San Francisco alone. They can't afford, they cannot afford to stay open like this. If people are going to keep robbing them blind, stealing them blind, and the government won't do anything about it. When I say government, I'm talking about local, state, and federal. They're not going to do anything about it. What else? Let me see. Disney. Laying off another 2,500 people in the third round of layoffs. They're going to end up being well over 10,000 layoffs going on at Disney. I know. This is the happy moment. You know what I mean? But just listen. Just so you know, the economy's doing well. Just ask Joey B. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome to your host. It's a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be, listen, get involved, but get informed. And then when you engage, you don't sound so goofy. That's why I like you're listening here. Do a little reading, catch up on what's going on around you. All right. I started this story earlier, and we didn't get into it really deep. But the EU, or the EU Parliament, I should say, they had a COVID-19 summit recently. And it was an act of biological, they'd come to the conclusion that it was an act of biological warfare perpetrated on human race. It was a financial heist. Nature was hijacked, and so was science. Now, these are people from across the globe, well, I should say, in the European Union. They were in Brussels. And in a recent address to the European Parliament, David Martin claimed he's a U.S. businessman specializing in patent auditing, that COVID-19 was an unnatural occurrence by calculated act on and biological warfare. Now, he went on to say in his presentation in the front of the EU, in front of the EU and the rest of them, he argued that the pandemic we said happened in the last few years did not happen overnight. Right? And it's citing sources, or he cited sources, that are easily found. Now, according to him, the coronavirus was first identified in 1965 and serves as a model pathogen. In addition, they learned that the coronavirus can be modified. Wow. Gee, that's surprising. Now, built in 1966, the very first COVID coronavirus model was used as a transatlantic biological experiment in human manipulation. Yes, that's right, you heard it. Human manipulation. And the date was 1966. All right, you following this out with me? This is not hooky stuff. This is not pie-in-the-sky stuff. This is not crazy stuff. This is fact. All right? And, again, when you think about it, think about what they've been able to do, how long they've been playing with this. They knew exactly what was going on. This is something that's been a long time in the making. A year before, God, how, no, no, 6 or 7 years after I was born. You had the first transatlantic coronavirus data sharing experiment between the United States and the United Kingdom. There was no EU at the time, obviously. Now, according to Martin, later we started learning about how to modify that virus. We put them in animals, dogs, pigs, and so on. We started playing with them. They developed the first coronavirus spike protein. Now, that's important to remember that, because that spike protein is what we're seeing coming up in these kids that are having heart issues and others at this point. It's doing a lot of damage to the heart and the brain. And this vaccine was made at the time by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. First started testing it in 1990. Now, the medical community and pharmaceutical companies, right, they won't tell you this, but back in the 90s, they learned that these kind of vaccines were ineffective. And because the coronavirus is a malleable model, you know, it mutates and all of that, every medical publication concluded that the coronavirus escape uses escape vaccines because it modifies and it mutates too quickly. So they are, again, I'm going to say, ineffective. So in 2002, University of North Carolina, it initiated a study to develop, an infectious replication defective. Now, Martin interpreted it as a weapon to target individuals but not have collateral damage, so they could take out a person, right? God, amazing. Now, the project had mysterious preceded SARS by about a year. He said the coronavirus that caused the highly deadly infection was not from China, and that it was engineered instead of naturally occurring. So, you know, you look through this stuff. You look through some of that. I can't, obviously, we're on radio. I can't show them all to you. But you look at these papers. You look at this information. You have to stop and say, look, this is published stuff that you can find on your own. You don't need these people to do the digging for you. You really don't. You can do this. On COVID-19, Martin said the coronavirus named as SARS-CoV-2 by the World Health Organization was poised for human emergence in 2016. They were going to preview it by accidental or intentional release of a respiratory coronavirus from a laboratory in Wuhan. He said the purpose of the coronavirus release was to boost global acceptance on universal vaccinations. This was supposed to show that they could pull this off. Now, explaining the common concern among the medical industry, Martin said, hey, until an infectious crisis is very real, present, and an emergency threshold, well, they will ignore the testing.
To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we needed to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures, right? Such as the pan-influenza or the pan-coronavirus and so on. I know I'm losing some of you, but look, pay attention. Right? You got to get to the real issues here. You really have to understand what's going on. He went on to pull a quote from one of the pharmaceutical, you know, higher-ups. We pharmaceutical firms need to use hype to our advantage to get the real issue. Investors will respond. If investors see that this thing is about to take off, about to go, they will engage. Wow. So when you think about this, you think about how it came through. Who has a vested interest in this? Who made the most amount of money with it? They can prove that this thing was found, known about, and been experimented with since 1965. They started playing with it, manipulating it way back when. And the CDC, the FBA, the FDA, and the NIH, all of them kind of backed away and ignored what was going on. That's just nuts. Right? I mean, really, really nuts. Let me see. What other crazy stuff do we have? I'll have a few really good ones for you when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show right after a few commercials. Be right back.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. With Memorial Day travel picking up nationwide, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said airlines have made improvements since last year.
I want to give them some credit. They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules. We're a long way from saying we're out of the woods or we're fully comfortable, but we've seen a lot of real progress.
He also noted almost all the top 10 airlines now offer meal and ground transportation vouchers for delays. Federal investigators are looking into a possible hack of Fox News' internal systems that leaked unaired footage of former anchor Tucker Carlson. The Tampa Bay Times reports that the probe is related to an FBI search at social media personality Tim Burke's house. The news comes weeks after several media outlets published unaired footage of Carlson making offensive comments about women. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was
on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I'm liking it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROSE-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Get informed. That'd be nice, too, right? Anyway, I always appreciate your time that you have with me. I appreciate the time that we have together. All right, so listen, let's kind of deal with this. Memorial Day is Monday. And I know that for many, they have no clue as to what Memorial Day is about. Absolutely none. So, for those of you who are a little more seasoned, if you would, why don't you tell your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your kids, for that matter, what Memorial Day was? Now, I know probably some of you don't even know what it is, right? And because they really don't know. They're not really being taught in school. And if they are being taught in school, you can't be guaranteed of being taught properly, right? Come on, let's just be honest about it. So, the reason I say this kind of thing to you is because really, 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 we don't want to lose these dates. We don't want to lose these memories. We don't want to lose these reasons for these days. Now, depending on how deep you want to get into it, right, Memorial Day truly grew out of a respect for the soldiers that were lost during the Civil War. It was used to be observed on May 30th, 1868 is when it started, commemorated the sacrifices of Civil War soldiers, and by proclamation of General John Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic, and he was an organizer of the former Union sailors and soldiers. And for decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th. But it was 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. Now, I don't know if I totally believe that was the reason they did it. A lot of what they did was they tried to pull things together so schools didn't have to close down, you know, in the wintertime in New England when a school closes down in the middle of the week and they shut down the heaters and everything else. It's just craziness. There's no reason for it. It costs a lot of money. Now, hopefully, Seriously. Hopefully, people really end up knowing and understanding, right, what today's about. So let me give you a couple of don'ts for Memorial Day. Don't wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. Okay? There are dozens of ways, I mean, think about that. There's dozens of ways that you can honor America's fallen on this Memorial Day, right? It's a celebration, for all intents and purposes, a remembering of those who gave their lives for us to be free. I say all of us because this has wound up to be all, right? From Civil War, Revolutionary War, all the way through. Right? Don't thank the current troops. They're still here with you. Right? Don't let politics keep you from rendering respect because you know, because your buddies don't celebrate it. They think it's ridiculous. Right? Don't do that. You do what you know you need to do. If you want to grab a couple of wreaths, some of these cemeteries allow you to put wreaths at these places. I mean, seriously, give it some serious thought and make sure your kids know. Truly, though, the kids around you know what it's all about. Okay? The other part of the day was it used to be called, I mean, originally I think it was Decoration Day, right? So, it became a true national holiday, though, in 1971. But again, I want you to pay attention to what's going on around you. I want you to share it with your kids. The thing I love about this, let's go to the beaches of California. The well-educated young people of California. And let's take a listen to what they think Memorial Day is all about. I would say, I think you're going to be shocked and surprised, but probably not. If you've been listening to my show any period of time, this is Mark Dice asking questions of Americans as to what Memorial Day is about.
What is Memorial Day for?
What's Memorial Day for?
I never really thought about it.
No, I want a hamburger.
What is Memorial Day?
Memorial Day.
I don't know.
What is Memorial Day for?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Are you going to be barbecuing and celebrating?
Yeah, with my buddies.
But you don't know what you're celebrating, though.
No, not really. Okay, I'm sorry.
Not bad.
I don't even know.
No.
I don't know what Memorial Day is, man.
It's the big holiday. It's like the kickoff to summer when you barbecue and get drunk and stuff.
I don't think people from Chicago celebrate that thing, man.
They don't celebrate Memorial Day?
Nah, they're all ruthless, dude.
It's just a Southern California celebration?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, man.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No.
You don't know what Memorial Day is?
No, I'm pretty drunk. The only way I know it's Memorial is because I don't have work, and that's all I care about, dude. So, yeah.
So you don't care about anything else,
no.
Just not working on Memorial Day?
Exactly.
Nothing else matters that the reason for the day?
No.
No. You don't even know what it means.
I really don't care, yeah.
You don't care at all.
I'm going to go over here.
Though. Okay, zombie. Memorial Day weekend, the day when we kind of have a birthday for America and celebrate signing of the Declaration of Independence on Memorial Day weekend. Are you going to be doing anything special for that?
I don't have anything planned right now. I might go down to Havasu, but it's not a set plan.
Are you going to sort of, on Memorial Day weekend, though, are you going to sort of look back on the Founding Fathers and the signing of the Declaration of Independence, or has that meaning been lost in all the barbecuing and partying?
I would say it's been lost, especially to the youth.
I mean, most of these youth are so brain dead, they don't even know what the point of Memorial Day is anymore.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you too. That's what I mean. This is the sad part about this. This is not a, you know, everybody says, well, he goes find the dumbest of the dumb. No, it's not true. He doesn't find the dumbest of the dumb. He's actually out there talking to people, you know, your kids, my kids, whoever's kids, about what's going on, and they have no clue. So who should pick the slack up? Shouldn't we pick up the slack? No, really. I mean, to his point, Some of these kids said it was kickoff to summer. So is that truly what it's all about? Anyway, that's why I say to you, it's up to us. Look around you. Look what's happening in society. Look what's happening in the world. Look at the lack of respect for authority, respect for our police, respect... Well, I mean, some of them deserve not to be... You know, some of our legislators are really out there. Right? But what are you doing to make a difference? What are you doing to help inform them? Just trying to understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. San Francisco, getting flushed, going down the tubes. Nordstrom, so many stores are closing, shutting down in the stores. One woman was on in her neighborhood. She started crying. She said they're closing down a supermarket there, and it's terrible because how is she going to get food? Where is she going to go to shop? Well, she's probably going to have to drive a half an hour, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour out of the area to get what she needs, right? Seriously. But you're doing it to yourselves. You keep voting these people. I know I don't care anymore. You keep voting them in. You vote these lunatics in. You know what their politics is all about. You watch it happen. You cannot be, well, maybe you can be that ignorant after hearing what we just heard. Now, Old Navy announced that they're closing down their stores in San Francisco. I mean, this isn't just a matter of closing stores down where now you can't get certain kind of pants and shirts and what have you. Right? No. This goes much further than that. People lose their jobs. I want you to think about this. As these stores close down, you have hundreds of people losing their jobs, right? And then you have the people who maintain those buildings, maintain those facilities. They're going to lose their jobs. The people that own those buildings that were occupied by these stores, they're not going to be able to pay for them. The banks are going to take a hit. This is not a little thing. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Burkett. By signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com, this incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Yeah.
want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Right? I mean, seriously. Just get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. And then engage. It ain't that hard. Seriously. All right. Let me get back to some of the stories I got. Look, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. A lot going on. A lot of things happening. And they can get a forum right here on the Joe Mancini Show. All right. I want to get back to some of the, San Francisco, just like an old grape is kind of withering up and dying, right? You know, the Gap now is talking about laying off almost 1,800. Okay, let that sink in for a little bit. 1,800 people. If they're laying off that many... In the San Francisco, county, all that area. Think of what that's going to do to the local economy. Right? The closing comes after retailers have chosen to leave downtown San Francisco for various reasons, including the shoplifting. Now, they have to say various reasons. They don't want to totally tee off the city. Right? Nordstrom's, they said, well, we're citing the dynamics of the downtown market. In other words, ain't nobody walking down here to buy anything anymore. Seriously. But hey, the Dems have got it under control. I mean, this is happening in Democrat-run cities. There's no way around it. They can scream all they want about this stuff, but there's no way around it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really, It's really the way you win. AOC, again, I love when she gets, when this stuff happens to her. It's really, it's perfect. She, the man who repeatedly debunked the claim that military veterans were being kicked out of New York City hotels to make room for migrants, one man said that he was an Iraqi war veteran. He tried to calm the crowd down in support of the congresswoman. Because remember, she said that they were being thrown out. That veterans would be thrown out in the street for this. So speaking to her constituents in Corona, Queens, I love her, the squad member, she was disrupted. See, usually it was only conservatives. Now you've seen this happen to liberals, but it isn't conservatives doing it to liberals. It's liberals doing it to liberals. It's great. She was heckled, booed. Her supporters were shouting her down, and her face was like, what's wrong with you people? She really doesn't get it. She doesn't understand why they're so upset with her. One man was shouting, American citizens before migrants? Are you for real? Where are you on the migrant issues, you piece of blank? A veteran. All right? Immigrants have nothing to do with vets, the man said, holding a microphone after she AOC allowed him to speak. She actually handed him the mic. He said, we all came in through Ellis Island. Things are different. Things change over time. I don't like the Republicans passed a $1.7 trillion tax cut on the wealthiest people in the country, she said. She's throwing this stuff. What does that have to do with anything? Right? I mean, seriously, the protesters started screaming, hey, look, you're complaining about that? But you've given billions of dollars to military aid to Ukraine? And you can't help us out? You can't do something for us? Look, I got a point. See, this is the problem now. They're not held in such high esteem anymore, right? One woman said, we're at war with Russia. We're on the verge of nuclear war. How are you going to stop the wars? Stop funding this war, others were screaming at her. They're not used to their own people taking them to task. Right? And it's true. I mean, think about the money that we're giving to these other countries. For some of the dumbest reasons, that we have people sleeping in the streets, we have vets sleeping in the streets, they can't get the medical care that they need. You really care about people? Take care of your own first. Stop sending money all over the place. You know, I have no feelings one way or the other. Should we be involved in that war, or shouldn't we? Should we be supplying what we are, or shouldn't we? At this point, I care about what's happening here, right now, in our country. I want it fixed. I want somebody working on it for real. It's just, it's so tough to get them to understand, to get people to understand. I love when they say, what are we supposed to do, let them go hungry? Well, you're letting ours go hungry. You're letting the people in our state, our country, go hungry, go without food, go without a place to stay. You know, Warner Brothers, I don't know if you guys knew this, they had a deal with Black Lives Matter that expired last year. You know what they have for it? Bupkis. Still nothing. Just nuts. And why aren't they being audited? Why aren't they being looked at? What's going on there? Now, House Foreign Affairs Committee members are calling for the Department of Justice to investigate BLM. They're not going to do it. You already know that. I'm so tired of hearing these things. Who's going to investigate the DOJ? The DOJ? How does that work? Who's going to do it? Congress can't even get information from these people. Stop giving them money. Make it so they can't pay or do anything. That's how you fix this. A deal between Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors and Warner Brothers Television Group. Right? They were supposed to be making shows that highlighted Black Lives Matter, Black voices. They were supposed to be done last year, by the end of the year. Not one foot of footage was taken, recorded. Nothing. But that's okay. See, you don't hear anything about it, do you? Can you imagine if that was any other group? Now, the studio, it signed an overall deal with BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors back in 2020. And the deal expired at the end of 2022. Right? Now, according to Warner Brothers, unfortunately, the deal did not result in any produced shows at all. She did nothing with the money. Right? There was supposed to be scripted, unscripted series, a children's program. Think about that. They had the opportunity to put the videos out, put the shows out that they wanted to put out to show the plight of the black community, to show what was going on. Again, everything to do with the black community, they did nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing for the children. They could have done their whole 1619 thing that they believed to be true. They did nothing. That simple. Right? BLM, though, recently was reported. They paid their executives, right, bonuses, all kinds of dollars, while being $9 million in the red. How do you do that? Now, Cullors is one of the problems, at least that's what from what I read, right? The financial improprieties or what have you with the organization, when it emerged, they all pretty much pointed to her, or it all pointed to her. She bought those two mansions in L.A. for, I think it was a little over $3 million. And then she resigned in May of 2021, saying she planned to pursue a book and TV deal. Had nothing to do with the accusations they were making on me. I just got out. Now remember, people were giving that foundation millions, millions of dollars in donations. Remember, they flooded in right after George Floyd's murder. But she wanted to stop operations for 2 years. Still taking money, but stop operations so they could set up an infrastructure. Let me tell you what. All you had to do was hire the right people that have already done it, that knew what they were doing, to set everything up for you in short order. It's been done before. But no, she wasn't interested. The idea that the foundation received millions of dollars and then I hid those dollars in my bank account is absolutely false. Well, could be. There's been no investigation, so we don't know. And she said, oh, poor me, with all the millions of dollars missing, it's impacted me personally and professionally. You know, people accuse me from stealing from black people. Well, she did spend, what was it, almost $3.5 million on the properties in California. I didn't know this, but also in Georgia. Right? She bought two homes on money she took from BLM. You can't say no. You can't say it's wrong. They've got the paperwork and the information to support that and to prove it. Again, like I said, it's just amazing to me that this stuff happens. And, well, I'm not surprised, but it is amazing. Mainstream media hides it. General populace hides it. The general news hides it. Prominent Democrat mayor of a sanctuary city is now who was defunding police is now sending illegals to other places. Yeah. Mayor Eric Adams. He said, that's it, I'm done. He sent these illegals to Washington and Albany. I love it. Good for him. Joe was here, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. Remember what Memorial Day is all about. Okay? Don't let it just go by with no explanation to your loved ones. God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.